You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are at Site Village Scotland 2025. We're out in the sun and we're joined by Luke Burpera of the company Glidance. Luke, we've just finished a great big speech all about Glide. How did it go?
I am blown away. This is my first time in Scotland, and not only am I being greeted by incredible weather, I'm also being greeted by some amazing people. We had a whole jam-packed room, which was amazing. And really about talking about this inevitable future where we believe here at Glidance that technology, AI, and really the power that it represents can be harnessed to provide greater confidence, greater accessibility, and greater independence through a number of tools. One that we like to call, which is our own, is Glide. Glide is a two-wheeled device that physically connects the user to the ground for the first time ever and actually guides them on their route. As the user holds onto the handle and walks forward, Glide simply finds a path for them, keeping them on a straight line, keeping them in an environment that is the most confident path in their way, and really giving them a bit more understanding through physical guidance on the ground.
It's so interesting that said, right, here's how this works. It physically connects you to the ground. That is a must for the device to work, and it's been the ethos of what you've been doing since you got started. But an interesting thing that I found about the talk is that straight off the bat you said, come on guys, roast us. Like, what terrifies you about this? What, you know, there's so many things getting thrown at AI, digital twinning, get mentioned in there as well. How important is it to be just as upfront as you can? Because, you know, you hear of startups coming and going. How important is it to just say, you guys are at the heart of what we're doing, so please, any feedback at all, give it to us?
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun to be told how great things are, but it's actually more important to be told how not great things are. You know, I said in that room there, I said, how many times has someone bought something, got it, and gone, what the hell were they thinking? Like, for the first time ever, we want to be a different process. We want you to get it and go, I built this for myself, so I love it. And, you know, there's that statement, and it's apparently been a tale as old as time, with the community, for the community, by the community. And Amos Miller, our incredible founder and CEO, he really led with this idea of no curtains. Take the rods off, open it up to everyone. Why? We're going to build this for them, with them, by them, and create something that makes people feel like a team member, like a contributor, and like a partner on this journey. And in many ways, let's be honest, when you're building something for an individual or a community, to not involve them just seems like an absolute sin at this point. And I think that's what's really interesting about Glide. We're not only showing potentially how to build products for this community, we're really showing how to build products in general. You know, I know from being a consumer, I'm sighted. I've hated products I've tried, and I've always gone, hey, it would have been so great if I could have been in the room talking to the engineers and talking to the individuals at that time. But they don't let you do that because they're afraid and they're scared about this and scared about that. Let me tell you, at Glidance, we care about one thing and one thing only. That's the user. If someone comes along and does something here, does something there, we want to focus on what creates the best value and the most independence for our user. And I think what's beautiful about Site Village is no competitors. We're all on this journey together. If one creates more independence, another creates more independence, we all win.
Yeah, and that's what's so refreshing about this space is that, you know, you name-checked a couple of other organizations who are in a similar boat to yourselves. Dot Lumen came up during your talk as well. How important is it to have everybody singing from the same hymn sheet?
I think it's crucial. I mean, I think that there's elements to each one of these devices that is incredibly powerful, different. Sometimes we can use it, sometimes we can't. But I think at the heart of Glide, I think it's really about, again, to your point, the user. You know, how do we involve them? And we've taken questions from individuals who have tried different products and said, you know, I love this from this. And we said, well, what a great element to kind of learn from. Real experience, real usage. And again, that's at the core of what we've done this last year and a half is in-person demo days. I mean, I didn't get on a flight just to see Glasgow and Edinburgh, which was amazing, by the way. I really came here to meet everyone here because what I know to be true is the issues and challenges for people who live here and the issues and challenges people who live in Boston and San Francisco are very different. And I want to make sure that we listen to the challenges and needs of every different user, every different environment, every different scenario that gets brought up, because we have to somehow build that into Glide.
And mentioning of getting people and experiences from all around the world, one of the interesting things I found about Glide is that if you get on a plane somewhere that will switch from, say, Glide based in the UK to then whatever your destination is it seems wild. And there's so many other things as part of this that seem almost like they're way away with the advances in AI that could be here sooner than we know it.
I mean, hey, the beautiful thing about Glide and Glidance as a whole is we're not reinventing the wheel to a certain degree around the AI perspective. We are from the perspective of your point, that data ocean that we're going to create. You know, someone in the room there said, wow, this is really interesting. You're basically developing almost an open source platform for every Glide to understand different environments because a user's already walked that path. And right on the money, like the idea of Glidance and Glide is that every one of them is learning from one another. So the moment you get on a plane and you go from Glasgow to Boston, you no longer have a Glasgow Glide, you have a Boston Glide, because there's gliders in Boston that are walking those routes. Again, signage is different, sidewalks look different, intersections look different. There's no longer unfamiliar routes, there's familiar routes because Glide's walked it or seen it or been around it. And to your point around more of the idea, Glide is looking to provide feedback through guidance. And one day, to your point around, you know, where does AI happen? Where does that? Great. We'll encompass all that. We'll leverage all that. We'll maybe build some aspects of it. But Glide is a hardware-first product. That's why I talked about the physicality first. That's what we've worked on this last year and a half. I brought up the iPhone analogy. I love my iPhone, not because only the operating system is great, because it fits in my pocket, because it fits in my palm. It's weightless. I put it up to my face, and it feels natural. If it was triangular, and it poked me, and it was heavy, and all these things, and didn't fit in my pocket, I wouldn't buy it. So what we've always started with a Glide here in the beginning is the physical experience. Do you like the handle? Do you like pushing it? Do you like the weight? Heck, do you like the idea of this in front of you? And that's what we've kind of centered ourselves around this last year and a half. Now, my goodness me, now it's time to get to the fun part. It's software, software, software.
Gotta love software.
Yep.
My final question for you, Luke, is you've said pretty much the feedback is absolutely vital to what you do. A lot of questions in the room today. Any in particular that stood out?
I think the one that always sticks out for me is price, to be honest with you. I think that's one that, for me, coming into this industry and this community and hearing some of the price points that are out there for technology, and I understand aspects of it, you know, let's milk the government, let's milk the system. How do you build something that truly addresses both the want and the need for something? You know, and I give Amos credit, like, develop something with the cost of a cell phone in mind, something that every single person in that room said that they've purchased and was a complete easy buy. That's exciting. Because I think we might not only be changing things for Glide users and building a device that's approachable from a price perspective, I hope that we're making other individuals, other companies understand that when you price high, all you really do is build barriers. Accessible tech, assistive tech, the one thing it usually leaves out is price point. Glide, our goal, and I don't want to be too optimistic and say that it's as affordable as for everyone. It's probably not, but it does create an opportunity for a conversation to take place. And if we build it like a consumer device, if we price it like a consumer device, do we change the optics, the opportunity, and the optimization of allowing anyone who needs it or wants it to acquire it? So price is always my favorite question.
The optics on it is so interesting because you don't want it to be so expensive that nobody can buy it.
Well, it shouldn't be.
You also don't want it so cheap.
No.
That it seems cheap, and then you've got the subscription thrown in there as well, and you know that's to, I'm assuming, to, you know, keep servers running and
over
so
there
on.
Updates, yeah. Constant feature development, iterations, a number of things.
Yeah, great stuff. A lot to take away from that talk today. Luke Buckborough from Glidance, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
No, thank you so much, my man. All the best.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.